South Korea's national debt reached over 126.7 trillion won last year, with the amount exceeding 50% of Korea's GDP for the very first time. That's up by almost 60 trillion won from last year. So the big question becomes, what are the main factors pushing up these figures, and does it spell trouble for Korean government's fiscal soundness? For some insights, we have Professor Shin Se-dun, economics professor at Sungmyung Women's University, now joining us via Zoom. Good morning, Professor Shin.
Good morning.
The Golden Gate is back.
My hometown.
Me too. It's a homecoming for me, so it's nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's begin with the latest figures and what your biggest takeaway might be. A national debt of 126.7 trillion won. That equals a debt worth nearly 22 million won per Korean citizen. Can you first maybe give us a snapshot of Korea's growing debt trend in the past few years? And of course, how concerned are you, and should we be, about these figures?
Okay. Before talking about, you know, national debt, we have to make clear, you know, we have to clarify the definition. In Korea, we call it 국가채무, which is translated into, you know, English as a national debt. But more specifically, you know, the national debt usually includes unrealized obligations of the government, like to public officials, and also the, you know, pension systems for the teachers and soldiers. So to me, you know, it is rather government debts that we are talking about today. Sure. So when I'm talking about the government debt, which is about 1,000 trillion, a little over a trillion won, which is about the 50% of GDP, the problem is it has been increasing almost 15% a year for the last, I think, the government. So during, you know, current administration under Yoon Suk-yeol, it increased about 6%. Still, you know, the previous increase has been so fast. And about 6 years ago, you know, the government debt was about 34% of GDP. Now it is, you know, over 50% in just 6 or 7 years. So the problem is very fast. So we have to contain it. Okay. 50%, you know, government debt to GDP is not as serious as many people think. But we cannot let the rate, you know, go higher than, let's say, 55% or 60%. That, I think, depends upon, you know, the government policy. And to your question, how concerned about that? First, the speed of the growth has to be tamed. Okay, it can't go, you know, 10% or 15% during the past administration. So it has come down to, let's say, you know, 5% or 4%. That is one thing. And second thing is, already, you know, the stock of government debt is about 1,000 trillion won. And if you calculate the 4% interest on that, you know, government debt, it's already 40 trillion, which is about 12% of tax revenue. So already, you know, the interest payment for the government, it's already too huge. So we have to contain it. And I think that is the obligation of the future administration.
Okay, the speed at which it's happening is very concerning. And frankly speaking, maybe we can turn to the pandemic as one of the driving forces behind it. But it's been a few years and the trend has continued for several consecutive years. And that's concerning because obviously we start off the year with big interest payments to pay. That's not a really solid ground for the government now, is it? National debt has been on the rise, as you said, jumping significantly to the 1,000 trillion won range from 2022. Can you maybe explain to our listeners, and what are the culprits? What are the primary factors behind the surge?
Well, first, you know, the government, especially the previous government, after pandemic, they have to provide emergency, you know, aid to most of the Korean people. And that, I think, is one of the reasons. And another reason is that tax revenues has been, you know, significantly declined last year. You know, year before 2022, tax revenue was about 400 trillion. And the last year, it became 344 trillion. So actually tax revenue declined about 60 trillion last year. That I think is one of the reasons. So on the one hand, government has been, you know, spending a lot of money, especially, you know, in front of, you know, general election. That's one thing. And second thing is tax revenue has been falling very dramatically. So that, I think, are the two factors that, you know, Korean government has to face a huge and increasing deficits.
But leading up to the election, not that all of those pledges come true, but there are a lot of promises of tax cuts and making the day-to-day lives of all of us a little bit easier and more affordable. But can the government afford to becomes the more pressing question going forward.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the government has been promising and actually implemented a lot of measures to reduce tax, you know, burden for the people. So, so tax cut is one of the, you know, culprit, and the result was, you know, the slow economy on the one hand and tax cut policies of the government that contributed to a huge increase in the government deficit.
All right, listeners, bear with us because for our next question, we'll get a little bit more technical, but it's an important question, so we'll get to it. According to various analyses, managed fiscal balance, or 관리재정수지, posted a 87 trillion won deficit, and its ratio to annual GDP stood at negative 3.9%, exceeding the maximum threshold for fiscal rules. So what exactly are these fiscal rules, and why is it important to keep those numbers within a certain range?
Yeah. The fiscal austerity rules has two venues. One is annual deficits has to be contained less than 3% of GDP. Okay, contrary to that, last year it was a 3.9%, about 1 percentage point higher. Okay, that is one avenue. Another one is the government debts or national debts has to be contained at a certain level. That level has been changing. You know, under Bakunin's government, that maximum was 45%. And during the Moon Jae-in government, that maximum has raised to 60%. And the Yoon Suk-yeol government did not specify the exact number, but they say that, you know, the national debt or government debt has to be contained middle of 50%. So we're not pretty sure whether it's 55% or 51%, 59%. But every government tries to contain, you know, the government debts or national debts around, I think, 50% and 60%. So, but the problem is, you know, that fiscal austerity rules are not binding. It is a recommendation. Any government, okay, any government, they promise to abide by this fiscal austerity rules on the one hand, and on the other, you know, for political reason and for whatever reason, you know, they violate the rules by themselves. So that's why, you know, for the last three or four administration, you know, the fiscal austerity rules have been set up, but no government has been, you know, binding by that austerity. That, I think, hypocritical.
the rules are there, but the circumstances aren't right, at least according to each of those governments, so they can't meet the demands of the rules. Interesting. So why have the rules at all? That comes into question.
Yeah.
All right. Now, given this current pace of rising tax revenue deficit and the campaign pledges churned out by political parties and the central government, how do you foresee the trajectory of Korea's national debt going forward, Professor Shin?
Yeah, you know, during the Bakunin government, the ratio has increased from 29.5% to 34%, so which is about 4.5% is increase. During the Moon Jae-in government, it increased from 34% to 45.3%. So for 5-year period under Moon Jae-in government, it increased almost 12%. So the, you know, Yoon Suk-yeol government realized the potential problem of, you know, the pace of increase. So the government is trying to handle that. I think it is very difficult to come down below 50%, but probably the Yoon Suk-yeol government is trying to maintain the rate below, I think, 55%. So during this government, one of the prime objective of the government is trying to contain the pace of increase in the national debt. So during this government, I think it will not, you know, go as fast as most people worry. But next administration, you know, that I think nobody can guarantee. So I think it's very right, you know, for the current government to maintain and contain the pace of increase in the national debt.
Mm. Professor Shin, and this is probably the most important question that requires your expertise, then what specific measures are needed to bring down the country's mounting debt, or at least manage the pace at which it increases?
Yeah, first, I think the government expenditure has been restructured. So the government has to remove, you know, the wasteful expenditure programs, and the government has to try to become small government. I think that is one of the most important things. And second thing is, you know, the government has to increase taxes on certain level. We talked about, you know, financial investment income tax last time, right? And most of the, you know, parties trying to remove that, abolish that. But I think, you know, financial investment income tax has to be, you know, put to the people. And set up, I mean, the third thing is the government has to be mandatorily, you know, maintain fiscal austerity rule, which is, you know, 3.9% last year. I think that has to be maintained at least 3%. Mm. I think that's the most important thing.
Thank you very much, Professor Shin. That's the blueprint. Now, decision makers need to take notice from academics like you. Thank you very much for your insights.
They know that.
Knowing and applying are two very different things.
Yeah, political reality, I think.
Thank you very much also for managing our expectations. We appreciate it.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye. If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.